dig black girls. Oh, so much more than the white girls. I was so pleased to learn they were faster. I can't guess, 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 guess who I'm after. Long comes a little faggot white boy. Look, look, look for some kind of joy. They come around so queer and quiet, but inside rebel and riot. So I dig the white boys. Oh, so much more than the black boys. I'm so pleased to learn they're not smarter.
Thank you. Welcome to Orphan Radio. This is Parker Macy's second takeover. I think you're the first person. Actually, you're the second person to have your second takeover. So this is kind of a big, big deal. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Climbing to the top.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been on the show a couple times. Tell us about your store, where you live, what you do, etc.
My name's Parker. I have a small record store that I run in Costa Mesa, California, out of a 22-foot Airstream trailer. Sell records to people who listen to records. And then I know you through our friend Josh, and through doing the got to know you a little better through doing this anniversary tour that we just did together.
Yeah, so you and I just spent 10 days in really close quarters on a bus. You were the tour manager of the anniversary. I was selling their merch. And what'd you think of the tour? Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was a blast. I had a good time.
I really have not laughed that hard in a long fucking time.
Yeah, you had more fun than anyone.
I cried a lot, too.
Yeah, you did.
So I don't think you mentioned the name of your record store, though.
It's called Cream Tangerine Records, spelled the pretentious British way with a E-M-E.
And it's Costa Mesa, California.
Costa Mesa, California.
Nice. I'm going to try and get out there after the new year because I need to see you. I need to see my friend Kevin in Santa Monica and a couple other random folks in L.A.
Yeah, do it.
So can I stay with you or do I have to stay at a hotel?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. You can stay here. There's a great hotel down the street for me.
Damn it! All right. So what did you open up the show with? You're going to run the show tonight. Pick whatever you want. Play whatever you want.
Cool. I picked Black Girls by the Violent Femmes.
Okay. What album is that off of?
That's off my favorite one. It's called Hallowed Ground. I think it was the second one. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I don't know if I really ever heard much past their classic first album.
You know what, man? I am a firm believer in the entire catalog. I love their new record. It's really, really rad.
That's cool. Have you seen them live?
Actually, not until this tour, but I just saw them. It's called We Can Do Anything is their new record. It's really fun.
Nice. So I was just talking to another mutual friend of ours, Benji King in Kansas City, and
yeah.
He's freaking out on the phone with me about a half hour ago because of a gift that you just sent him in the mail. Will you talk about that, what it is? And
Sure. Benji is a huge ELO fan, loves ELO. And one of the perks, of course, of having a shop is just all the weird, rad dudes you meet. We have a guy named Marty that comes in at least once a week, usually picks up, you know, stuff in the bargain bins, $3 or less. He'll come up with a stack of 40 or 50 records every week. And half of his stuff ends up just going out in trade to him because he'll bring weird knickknacks. He was in charge of marketing and directing at some point in the mid-70s for United Artists Records. So he has a lot of ELO stuff, and he's got a lot of great stories about Jeff. And one of the things I sent him were, I guess, an original T-shirt from one of those years, a tour T-shirt. And it was, I guess it fits him, which is rad. It was way too small for me. But then a blow up like light bulb thing. I forget what it said on it. I think it was do it with the lights on or maybe
like
it was
that.
Just.
That,
maybe,
or was no, that
I think
the night
that was
light.
A different thing. No, that was the nightlight I sent him. Yeah, okay. But I sent him those two things. And the light bulb is super cool. Marty told me they made 100 of them. And he told me a story about Marty was in the offices in L.A. at some point, and these light bulbs had been made. And there was a couple of them. I think maybe it was Tower or somewhere in L.A. had a big one hanging up. And in the office was Harry Nilsson. And I don't know how credible, you know, this story is. It sounds so crazy. I mean, I believe the guy because everything he says lines up. He's not a liar, but it just sounds so crazy. I guess Harry Nilsson asked him, you know, hey, can I get one of these? And he went upstairs and got one. He said he blew it all up. It was a big thing. He's kind of, you know, out of breath, comes down with it and gives it to Nilsson. And Nilsson's buddy is sitting there with him, and the guy Marty says the guy looks kind of homeless, and he said, "Hey, I'd like one of those too." And Nilsson looked at him like, "Hey, you know, go get him one." And so he said, "Yeah, I'll go get you one, but I'm not going to blow it up for you, you know, because I'm kind of out of breath still." And he brought him one in a bag. And then when he left, I guess he was talking to whoever else was in the office and said, like, "Hey, you know, I mean, if Harry wants something, that's fine, but his friends can't have one." And I guess they told him it was John Lennon. Like, John Lennon can have one. That's fine. So I guess Benji's and Nilsson and Lennon got are three of the 100. Benji's up there in a pretty good class there.
That's pretty amazing. So speaking of L.A., your shop is in Orange County, but what are your favorite record shops in L.A.? Are there any that you really like to go check out?
Yeah, I like there's a place called Rockaway Records up there. Permanent Records, which is also a Chicago staple. They got two locations in L.A. I love Liz and Lance that run that shop. Let's see, who else? Rockaway's got cool stuff if you're into, like, just really cool collectible memorabilia porn. Like, they always have the best stuff. Not actual porn, but, you know, just, like, the coolest collectibles you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. At any point, you can go in there, and they've got four or five sets of Beatles autographs. They're authenticated, you know. And, you know, they'll have, like, a sealed butcher cover or something silly, you know.
Yeah.
And then they got some crazy stuff.
I saw the YouTube video that somebody made of you kind of giving a tour of your apartment and your shop.
Yeah.
What was that for?
My friend Christine does a lot of YouTube videos, and she asked me if she could do one, and I said, yeah. It was cool. It got thousands of views real quick. She's kind of does a lot of, like, product reviews and makeup stuff. So, I mean, it was kind of interesting. I don't think it's necessarily in my market, but it never hurts, you know.
Right, yeah. You're famous now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, back to anniversary tour for a second. Highlights and lowlights for you.
The highlights were pretty much just, you know, any time when, you know, you were asleep or...
not there.
Yeah, that was cool. No, the whole thing was a blast, man. The whole thing was rad. I had a great time.
Any cities you hadn't been to that you really enjoyed?
I think maybe New York, because it was the only one. I think we were there for 2 days, so there was like a day where we actually kind of hung out there, you know, in Brooklyn for a little while. I think that one was pretty fun, because the rest of them we maybe get a few hours in, and that was cool. But
right.
Brooklyn was cool like that. We got a little time.
Riot Fest.
Played basketball that day. That was fun. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm glad I've been to Chicago before, because we drove in and went to a festival and drove out, so we were never not in a festival there, you know?
Right. Did that guy ever get in touch with you who wanted to talk to you about tour managing other bands?
No.
Okay.
No. Ozzy. Yeah. Ozzy. No.
All right, well, you want to start a set of music? What are you in the mood for?
What are you in the mood for? I got a stack of records
show,
here that are just, you know, yeah, but it's not. Let's see here. Do you want to do rock stuff or just like all kinds of different stuff?
It's totally up to you.
Okay.
There is,
I think we can find it, from the first Rodney on the Rock compilation. There's a band called New York, and they do a really cool version of Is That All There Is by Peggy Lee.
All right, cool.
On fire. She was like that. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he dragged me out of the building and onto the pavement. And I stood there shivering in my pajamas and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? If that's all there club. I was really excited. And there were bored-looking bankers dancing with beautiful models. And there were boys with dyed hair and spandex t-shirts dancing with each other. And as I sat there watching, I felt that something was missing. I don't know what. But when I head home, I said to myself, is that all there is to a disco? Is that all there is? Dancing, let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in Manhattan. We'd take long walks down by the river and he'd beat me black and blue and I loved it. I'd have killed for that guy. But then one day James went away. I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. If she feels that way about it, why doesn't she just slit her throat and shut up? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that kind of a come down. Cause I know just as well as I'm standing here talking at you, that when the final moment comes, when I'm breathing my last, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? That's all there is, my friends. Then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. Is that all there is? Is that all there is? That's all there is, my friends.
A beggar in the sand with the sky.
That was New York, Is That All There Is? And T-Rex, Lean Woman Blues.
You ever see Rodney Bingenheimer around?
I saw him one time at kind of like a what they called it, the Orange County Music Awards, which is kind of like a local Battle of the Bands type of thing that they did here for a while. They were giving him a Lifetime Achievement Award. So I heard him speak, and they, you know, sung his praises for a while, and then that was it.
Yeah. You been to any good shows lately?
Yeah, I went and saw a band on our label, Big Monsta. They just did a thing down at the Wayfair, which is a local Costa Mesa club over here. They do around Halloween week every year. They do a whole bunch of local bands do tribute shows for like one night, and they did a Fugazi one that was really rad. And the same night, Johnny Basil and some buddies did like a an Iggy Pop tribute that was really cool too.
Nice. Yeah, another reason I want to come out there is I've never been to the Troubadour, never been to the Whiskey. Yeah. I'm trying to think of places I've been to out there. I've been to Chain Reaction.
Okay, yeah.
In Anaheim, I saw a show. Well, my folks lived in Orange County for about 2 or 3 years, so.
That's right.
When I was out there, I saw a show at Chain Reaction. I saw Fear and the Dickies at the Observatory.
Oh, the Galaxy back then, no?
Oh, is that what it was called? Okay, because that was like 2006.
Yeah, that was called the Galaxy then, yeah.
And then the other place, do you know where Garden Grove is?
Uh-huh.
I saw Drag the River there at a like a really small like bar there.
Okay.
Do you know? Tell me the name of the place.
I don't know the name of the place.
All right, fuck it. I was going to ask you something else. Oh, yeah, during your apartment tour, you were talking about all the Nirvana records you have. Are you a big Nirvana fan? I didn't know that.
I'm a big Nirvana fan. I've got probably about 40 or 50 bootlegs, and then, of course, all the studio records and stuff.
I'm a big Nirvana fan, too.
Okay.
No, I did see them, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I saw them in Kansas City in October of 93. With, okay. And the In Utero tour with Mudhoney and Jawbreaker.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that'd
be fucking
that'd,
awesome.
That'd be a good one. That's my favorite record of theirs, is In Utero.
I was only 15. It's one of the more memorable shows.
Yeah, I'd imagine. That's rad.
Why don't you play a Nirvana song?
Okay.
I know it's your Hey, I know it's your show, but how about you play one and I'll play one?
Okay, why don't you play one first? Yeah, you play one first. Which one are we playing there, Matt?
I'll surprise you.
Okay. We'll be right back.
we're back. Sorry, Parker, I hijacked your takeover. We got sidetracked, but I played Very Ape, and which Nirvana song did you play?
I played Molly's Lips.
Cool. So you were saying you don't have the Incesticide on vinyl, or you do?
Oh, no, I do. I just don't have an original one.
Okay.
Incesticide is Molly's Lips on Incesticide.
Do you like that Vaseline stuff?
I have actually only maybe heard one or two Vaseline's things, to be honest with you.
Yeah. They have some pretty cool stuff.
They've been on my list for forever. I think that, you know, anything that they covered, I got really, you know, I would get into. I actually got into Bowie through Nirvana from them covering Man Sold the World at the Unplugged acoustic show. Yeah.
Remember, do you have that, any of that Shocking Blue stuff?
No, not right now.
Just because that's how I originally even knew who they were, was because of Love Buzz.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, any good shows coming up that you're going to see over the holiday season?
No, I don't. You know, I just had tickets and sold them to my employee at the shop because I was going to go see that big comedy festival, the Festival Supreme out here that... Mm-hmm. It's kind of become an annual thing now. Tenacious D puts it on, and this year, it was going to be rad. But Weird Al was going to headline, and he's been on my bucket list forever. Haven't seen Weird Al.
Why aren't you going?
It actually just passed. I got tickets with my lady, and then she actually had tickets to go see another show that night, and I kind of forgot about that, and then I ended up just selling to my buddy because I didn't want to go alone. And yeah. I think I would want to go with him, but I can't ask him to cover the shop. I don't know. I thought I just ended up selling them to him a little bit cheaper than I paid for him.
You don't like to go to shows alone?
You know, not a comedy festival that's like 12 hours all day walking around. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Comedy festival, I don't know. Seems like a weird spot to be walking around alone in.
You ever been to like a big concert alone, not like a little club show?
No, I don't think I have, actually. I should. That'll be fun.
Okay.
How about you? Were you trying to get me to ask you to tell a story? Tell me, Matt, about a big show that you went to by yourself.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I did. Okay. I went and saw Kiss by myself.
Oh, rad.
You ever seen Kiss before?
Never seen Kiss. I saw Ace, I think, like a year and a half ago or something like that.
How was that?
It was a blast. I had a great time.
Nice. Where was it?
Went with it. It was at the House of Blues in Anaheim, which just closed a couple months back. They're reopening in a different spot.
Is it still going to be like on Disney property?
No, it's not. Which is kind of cool, and also I really liked that it was in the downtown Disney. I liked it. I played there several times. I thought it was a really fun place.
Oh, really?
And I liked it being in downtown Disney. The main reason I really liked it, and I'm sure it's a pain in the ass for Disney, but there's like a cool, like weird secret back entrance kind of thing if you were playing there, and it was just kind of fun. Like if you were playing there, kind of got to go into this weird basement thing under downtown Disney to park, and it was just kind of fun. I liked it.
Where's it going to be now?
I think it's like a mile down the road at kind of a weird shopping center that's trying to get some traction, but they just announced, you know, their first batch of shows, and it looks pretty cool. I think Social D's doing the first couple nights.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some really cool stuff coming up on it. Should be good.
I know Orange County Heroes. Playing there.
Orange County Heroes, my friend.
What town are they from? Fullerton? Is that right?
I don't know. No idea.
What do you know?
I know that the next song we're going to play is Vicious by Lou Reed.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
You So you're casting your spell on me. I say, boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You've got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me. When you wear your high hole boots with your hip hugger suit, it's all right. You're out of sight. And you wear that cute mini skirt with your brother's sloppy shirt. I admit it, girl, that I can't dig it. Then I say, boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. I say, boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You've got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me. When you wear your bell bottom pants, I just stand there in a trance. I can't move. You're in the groove. Would you believe, little girl, that I'm crazy about you? Now go now with your bad self.
I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. I met a pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Called on her pap like a gentleman oughter. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
All right, that was Lou Reed, Vicious, produced by David Bowie. And Brenton Wood, Oogum Boogum. And then off the 16 Tons record, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Shotgun Boogie.
Very cool. Thanks, man. Do you want me to talk more about that Kiss show I went to by myself?
Yeah. Could you lay that on me?
I'll tell you later. It's like a three and a half hour story.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Cool.
So at your shop or in your personal life, have you come across any real gems lately that kind of blew your mind or you had to hang on to or what? Tell me a little bit about the record industry right now.
Let me tell you. Well, you know, right now we're not actually finding as much stuff as I want for the holidays, but should be cool. You know, when I do. I got some good stuff now, but I like to get a whole bunch of stuff bought right before the holiday season, and I just haven't found enough of it. But I've been kind of going through my collection and pulling stuff that I haven't maybe listened to in a year or so and pulling it down to the shop. I get rid of a lot of soundtracks and stuff that I just don't put on very often.
Yeah.
And one I kind of refound yesterday was, what's it called? Love Sculpture. Their first record. So I put it on at the shop and my employee Chris was like, I definitely want this. It's $20. I'm buying it. I was like, oh, cool. And then I slowly fell in love with it while we listened to it again. And I was kind of bummed out and I gave him a couple chances to back out of buying it, but that one's gone. So I had it and I kind of rediscovered it right as it was leaving my hand, but that's okay.
Our friend Benji sent me a Outsider soundtrack.
Oh, that's right. I saw that on the interweb. That's awesome.
Yeah, that I've been looking for forever. Very excited.
Cool. How many times have you listened to it so far?
The first day I got it, I'm not kidding. I was doing stuff around the house, and I listened to it probably four or five times.
Nice.
Since then, my mom is visiting, so I haven't been playing music that much, but... soon we're gonna start over again and keep playing it.
Okay.
Mother is visiting.
Say hi for me.
Yeah. So what are you doing over the holidays?
I don't know that I have any plans quite yet. I'm just, you know, the number one priority during the holidays is just trying to get stuff paid for and try to make money on the retail front. Not as many plans when you own a little retail shop for the holidays, but.
Right. So, did you get the new Berwanger album in your shop?
I haven't gotten it yet. No, I got to get it, actually. I don't even have my copy yet.
What's wrong with that guy?
It depends how you mean that. But yeah, I'm sure there's a diagnosis for us all, my friend.
I asked him to join us tonight, but I think he was busy doing some other stuff.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or he just doesn't really like me that much anymore.
Either or. Either way. It's fine. Yeah.
All right. Why don't you go into another set? What do you got in mind?
I would like to play She by David Johansson.
All right. Cool.
David Johansson.
I bands of birdies squawking down loud. Chalking in cold to clams in the clouds. They send a secret message and send it by worm. So vibrating spiders will receive the word. Well, that's totally motherfucking insane. 10 million monkeys all pick up guitars, but nobody taught them how. 5,000 fishes rocking really, really, really hard. Nobody taught them how. Check out Chicky driving Ziggy's little blue car. Nobody taught them how. Oh yeah. Flies like to fly cause they don't like to stay. They're buzzing in the ears of a chicken all day. Chicken understand and it pick out the cold. Send a subsonic signal through the snot in the middle of an elephant's long wet cold gray nose. But that's totally feather flocking.
David Johansen of New York Dolls and Buster Poindexter stuff. She off the In Style record, which is my favorite solo record of his. Then Presidents of the United States of America, Feather Pluckin', and Wanda Jackson, Let's Have a Party. So I like David's whole solo thing. It's pretty rad.
Yeah. What do you think of or what did you think of the GNR show you went to this summer?
Oh, it was great, man. I thought Axel was on point. I thought everybody played great. It was really cool.
Nice. Bucket list.
Yeah, big time. Cool.
Who else is on the bucket list?
Right now, I've never seen Tom Petty. I know I've never seen Willie Nelson. He's up there for me quite a bit. Yeah. Presidents of the United States of America are top 10 for me. I've never seen them. I had tickets to see them once and got wrapped up and completely forgot about the show and saw it happening on the internet and went, oh, yeah, I didn't go. And I'd really like to see them. Who else is bucket list?
Are Presidents of the United States of America still a band?
Yeah. Yeah. They're Pacific Northwest. They're still up there. I think Seattle or Portland area. I think Seattle.
Okay.
I know they played their whole first album in its entirety for some burger event down here at the Observatory, and I completely zoned out and didn't go.
Blew it. Is Burger Records a Orange County thing?
Yeah, Fullerton.
Okay. For some reason, I thought they were from, like, Northern California.
I think they've actually moved around quite a bit, but they have a shop in L.A., and the first shop is still open. It's in Fullerton.
Seen any good movies lately?
I have seen movies lately. No, not
nothing
really.
Good.
Nothing good. I've been watching a lot of shows.
What have you been watching?
Shows. I never watched that Jinx thing, the Robert Durst story. I watched that whole thing the last couple days. That was rad.
Is that good?
Yeah, did you watch that?
No.
I like a good murder mystery, my friend. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you don't know the whole ending, I knew the ending going into it. Don't look up the ending. Just watch the show, because it would have blown my mind 100 times more, but I loved it.
Is that an HBO thing?
Mm-hmm.
So you have HBO?
Are you going to ask me for my password? I don't have HBO.
Moving on. There's a new documentary that I just saw the trailer for that's going to be on HBO about that Slender Man murder. Do you remember that whole thing?
No.
It looks super creepy. Look the trailer up when we're done talking. It's these two girls in Wisconsin, I think, stabbed a friend of theirs, and they blamed it on some fictional character called the Slender Man. It's really weird.
That sounds cool. Maybe I'll think about it later if I'm really bored.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Are you yourself playing any shows right now? You said something earlier about your label.
But I've been getting back together with my band and practicing some stuff, but I'm not doing any shows yet.
You mentioned earlier something about your record label. Talk a little bit about that. What do you got coming out on that?
I have absolutely nothing coming out on that right now.
Oh, cool.
Except for, cool. We're doing a compilation, like a local artist compilation, about 12 songs should be coming out in the next, maybe month and a half or so.
Okay.
We're looking for around New Year.
And the label's also called Cream Tangerine.
Cream Tangerine, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, we've put out some cool stuff on there. We did a re-release for Honey Boy Edwards. We re-released TK Webb's first album. And we did a split with him and Josh as well, Josh's stuff. We did some fun stuff.
I remember you telling me about Honey Boy, how you got to hang out with him a little bit before he passed away.
Yeah, Honey Boy Edwards is one of my favorites. Maybe we should play one of his songs next.
You want to?
Yeah, that definitely.
Do it.
All right. This is A Gambling Man by David Honeyboy Edwards.
Okay. And what's his story? Like, I don't give a little background about him.
Oh, okay. He was from Tunica, Mississippi. And in, I believe it was 36 or 37, he ran into Robert Johnson. And Robert Johnson was always saying about a Willie Mae pile. He said, oh, Willie Mae, in one of his songs, you know, talk about this Willie Mae lady. And that was Honey Boy's cousin. And so I guess Robert Johnson was playing for nickels and dimes on the corner somewhere. And Honey Boy came up and said, hey, Willie Mae's my cousin. They became fast friends. And Honey, all of a sudden, you know, even though Robert had already started recording some stuff, not to, you know, any financial success to himself or anything, but he had gotten a little bit of a following and was booking these juke joints pretty well. And Honey Boy became his second guitar player. So he'd play backup with Robert, and they would play together. And then, when Robert died in 38, you know, he kind of moved on. He played with Skip James. He ended up even recording with, like, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac stuff in the late 60s. And, you know, he kind of had a pretty good under-the-radar career where he touched a lot of really great, amazing stuff, but he was never really really too recognized. He ended up winning a Lifetime Achievement Award Grammy, like, a couple years before he passed away. And that was really good for him.
So when you got to know him, was he living out in California?
I never got to know him, ever. We were never really, acquaintances or anything. I met him twice at shows. The second time I got to hang out with him for about a half hour and drink whiskey and have a beer with him and stuff, and that was at his Grammy party up in Los Angeles.
So, but you put out his stuff after he passed away?
Yeah, we did. And, his harmonica player and manager is a guy named Michael Frank, who I've hung out with in Chicago a little bit, and, you know, I met him at that Grammy event as well. It wasn't a Grammy event, but it was, you know, a party for him. And Michael's been super cool about, you know, I went over to his house in Chicago, and we played records and just talked about Honey Boy's life. And he was so kind and, you know, cool. He knew how much Honey Boy and his music meant to me, and he was really cool about just letting us put it out and accepting, you know, what we offered.
Cool.
That was really cool.
All right, well, let's play a song then.
All right. I'm a gambling man.
I'm a gambling man. I gamble everywhere I go. I'm a gambling man. Gamble everywhere I go. I'm a gambling man now. Gamble from door to door. I gamble down in Louisiana. Gamble down on old man near Sugar Farm. I gamble way down in Louisiana. Gamble down on man near Sugar Farm. But I can't ever get lucky now. When my train fell home. Gambling man, gamble from town to town. I'm a gambling man, Lord, I gamble from town to town. I'm a gambling man, even more, baby, now. I swear my girl, she can't be fine. I'm a gambling man now, gambling from door to door. Gambling man, gambling all night long. I'm a gambling man, gambling all night long. I'm a gambler so long, bring my bullcars home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back from that lovely song by Mr. David Honeyboy Edwards. Thanks for singing for us, Davey.
How old was he when he passed away?
I think he was just shy of 96, or maybe he had just turned 96.
Oh, wow. Okay. Have you ever done any like record digging in the southeast part of the country?
No, not really at all.
Because a friend of mine who I'm in North Carolina, and my friend does a pop-up record shop, and he was saying that he's heard that this part of the country is like the last great unpicked area, but I don't know if there's any truth to that.
Oh, God, if it is, let me know about it. I'll buy a plane ticket.
Dude, come out
tomorrow.
Here for a weekend.
All right, cool.
There's a really good hotel like right down the street.
Yeah, I'd definitely be down to, man. Sometime after June, I'm in.
Stay in the hotel?
What's that?
You're going to stay in the hotel down the street?
Yeah, I'll stay in all the hotels. I just want to save up so I can get a lot of rooms.
Yeah, good. Okay. sorry. what else has been going on out there in California?
I got to see Janko last night. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. What was he out there for work?
Yeah, he's out here for work. It was cool.
What'd you guys do?
I met him up at his hotel. It was so swanky. The Hotel Irvine Lifestyle Center. And I had been there before for like a super Gucci record show that I get a little booth at every year and kind of do the record show thing at the equipment shows. Really cool spot. But Janko was there. It was cool. Hung out. Had a couple drinks and taquitos for happy hour.
Was it really a swank place?
It's a swanky hotel. Yeah, I like it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What did you guys talk about?
We just talked about how much we missed you and how we really would think the tour could have been better if we would have just got along a little bit better.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I really hope they do a 10-day or 2-week West Coast thing so we can all reunite.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love that.
That tour, as much as it was fun, like, dude, we were working our asses off.
Yeah, definitely. It was a great time, though. I mean, it was fun work to do.
I think they were even surprised about how successful it was.
Yeah, that was really cool to see. I know it was the first night you were running out of shirts, right, in Boston. First night you were running out of inventory for the tour.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool. Yep, you blew it.
So you want to play a couple more songs? We'll come back and chat, and then one more to end it?
You got it, buddy.
All right, what do you want to hear?
This has been really good, actually, because I've just been going through the records right by my record player that I've been listening to at home lately and just picking out songs, so this is cool. This one, we're going to do DMZ, Mighty ID.
Mighty ID.
thanks for sticking in there with us, Internet Land. That was DMZ, Mighty Idy. And following that was the Chicago Slim Blues Band. I know you're smoking reefer.
Marijuana?
Yeah, that's legal in California now.
Oh, yeah, so it's legal for recreational.
Yeah, as long as you don't need it, you can smoke it.
But it was only medical before, like, 2 weeks ago, right?
Right.
Last week. Hey, how about that new president?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. It's
going
to be interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun. The first time he tweets that Kim Jong-un is a pussy at 3 in the morning, we're going to have so much fun.
So what do you have you been to one of these dispensaries yet, or how does that work?
No, I've never been a medical patient for the marijuana, but apparently it's not legal. It is legal right now to have it and to use it at home, but you can't buy it. You can be given it. Even in public, you can be given it. But you can't buy it until the first of the year. You have to buy it from, I guess, places that apply for some kind of a permit. I'm sure it's similar to selling alcohol or something.
So that's going to be everywhere after the new year then?
Yeah, that's the plan. I hope so.
Hmm.
Although I gotta say, my fella, I've had a good solid weed connection for 5 years. Shout out to Sergio.
Well, good for him.
Good. Hey, Sergio, thanks, man. Half mask right, for Sergio. Your occupation.
That song was for him.
That's right. For you. I know you're smoking reefer.
That's right. All right. Well, any final thoughts or anything before we get out of here?
I just want to say thank you so much for doing this podcast. You know, I know you help a lot of people. They turn to you for a little bit of therapy in their day. And you do a mediocre job. And that's all that matters.
Just like, hey, and I'm still kind of a little upset that you didn't really like White Castle when we went there.
Well, oh God, you know, I cannot taste your memories. You know, I can only use my taste buds to taste the food. So I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
That was one of the most disappointing moments of my entire life. I'm not lying.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm really sorry, man. I won't even actually give it another try. It was not good. I didn't like it.
All right. Well,
I do love you.
On that note, check out Cream Tangerine Records, Costa Mesa, California. I can't wait to see it in the flesh because I've only seen it on video and in pictures, but hopefully early next year. So why don't you pick a final song?
Elke Brooks, female singer from Vinegar Joe. This is her version of Love Potion Number 9.
All right, man. Well, I will talk to you soon.
Which is the only good song on that record.
What?
All right. It's the only good song on the record.
Oh, it
is. Vinegar Joe stuff's good, but don't be like, hey, that was great. I got to check out that record because you will be sorely disappointed.
Yeah. Is it hard to find?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not expensive.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, just listen to the song.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rose. You know that gypsy with a gold kept tooth. She's got a storefront at 34th and Vine, dealing little bottles of love. That man of mine, she looked at my paw, made a magic sign, said what you need is love potion number 9. She jumped down, turned around, gave me a wink. Said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. Smelled like turpentine, looked like ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. Started kissing every man in sight. Never been so turned.